Lautrec was eminently familiar with the denizens of after-hours Montmartre, the risque can-can dancers, shady impresarios, and the world-weary ladies of the night, whose companionship he sought and whose habits he studied with rapt fascination. Critical of still and lifeless models, Lautrec was drawn to prostitutes, appreciating their naturalness, how they stretch themselves out on the divans entirely without pretension. Such sympathies come to the fore in this candid scene of two prostitutes lounging on a sofa.
It belongs to a series of works Lautrec undertook in the 1890s documenting the lives of prostitutes.
At first, he made sketches in the brothels, but hampered by poor lighting, he had the prostitutes pose in his studio, which proved quite shocking to one visitor who happened to stumble upon a sitting in progress. The sofa is one of four paintings that focus on the intimacies exchanged between women who, bound together by their occupation and excluded from permanent relationships, often fell in love with one another. Lautrec takes us inside their cloistered world of idle anticipation and stolen moments of tenderness with keen sensitivity, quite removed from the detachment or voyeuristic viewpoint in works by such artists as Courbet or Degas.
Lautrec was committed to utter candor. The sheer dresses, which were meant to allure, reveal instead sagging rolls of flesh. The flaming, dyed hair becomes even more vivid, and he exaggerates the lurid makeup of one sitter and the double chin of the other.
And yet, the harsh reality he lays bare is softened by a certain empathy and compassion. In the end, he invites us to see the two women as he saw them, touchingly at ease with one another, and disarmingly uninhibited by the dictates of beauty or convention, not unlike his art.